All right, welcome back in to The Drive. Clint is out today, but Brandon Scott is in the building. Also, Tyler Milner is in the building. T-Mill's best bet's coming up a little bit later on, as he is firing all cylinders right now.
You ass.
Boy's on a heater.
I've had nothing but two every night.
Hey, Tony said, I'm not betting with Tyler's ass.
Hey, Tony better watch his ass. He talks a lot of ish. I'll come at you, Tony.
That's what Tony said. He said, and you hear him every time you talk trash.
I'll put you in a grave, T.
Okay. Oh. Whoa, man. What in the hell?
A metaphorical grave.
Yeah, not like, literally.
Like an actual grave.
But, I mean, you come at me.
You're talking about, like, whatever grave it is that Chaz McCormick is sleeping in
now. Tony seemed like he might get serious.
Oh, well, he can get serious all he wants. I will put him in his grave. Tony talks a lot of ish when he calls into Area 45 about this show.
He did it in my kitchen, place you've never been yet. I've invited you.
Once, yeah.
Twice.
Nope, once.
Yep, twice.
Well, yeah, I've been there. Broke bread.
Yeah.
And you and Clint tossed around some idea about us all like having dinner or something at some point. That never happened.
That really fell by the wayside. I put that on me. Yeah, that did.
We're thanks, just coworkers, man. It's cool.
You're going to the game with us tomorrow. Me, you?
Yeah, because you needed a skinny dude.
That's not entirely true.
That's kind of how you made it sound.
You could have picked me.
You're the first person.
He said it was either me or you because we're skinny.
I'm just having some fun. You're the first person I thought of.
Yeah, okay.
You needed it, just like we need it together. Man.
The Drive is awesome. We're the number one afternoon show in this city.
We're great co-workers,
but that's what me, you, and Clint are.
Won't you come by tomorrow? We can go out there together.
Why would I go all the way to your house and then go to the dike?
Third invitation, and you've just turned it down again. All right, I need what a setup. All right, I need your help and the people. So I'm not afraid to admit, I was listening to another show earlier today. I was listening to the Dan Le Batard show.
Why not?
And they were doing a list of the top five older white guy favorite sayings.
Yes.
And I had to write them down. I had to write them down, and I just wanted to bring to the table to Tyler for obvious reasons and a lot of our other listeners for obvious reasons. And I think the emphasis on older white guys is a real clear thought to this, as B-Scott is writing down some, I think. And I just want to get your thoughts on the top five older white guy sayings. And 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, tell me if you agree with them. Because where they went at number five, I was blown away because I thought it would be much higher on the list. And I don't know that I love this list. Especially, I don't agree with number one. I feel like number one is not it. So I'm just going to throw it out. You tell me if this feels right to you. Top five older white guy favorite sayings. And it does seem like a lot of this is coming from some sort of a confrontational or anger way.
Yeah. Because mine is, I have one and it's friendly.
What's your one?
You betcha.
You betcha. All right, don't have that on the list.
That could also be like a northern thing, though.
Could be.
Or you bet. You bet or you betcha.
So here's number five.
Betcha.
Here's number five they have. Take a hike!
You listen here, buddy. You can just go and take a hike.
Take a hike. I would have thought that had been higher on the list.
I'm going to be honest.
And I was going to say, hey, at five,
take a hike, Bob.
Against older white guys saying, take a hike.
I don't feel like.
That feels low to me.
I don't even think it should be on the list. Like,
really?
Do you think anybody has said? No, come on. 713-572-4610.
I think there are a lot of guys.
Do you think anyone has actually said, take a hike?
I've heard it.
Someone out in the wild?
Yeah.
Take a hike?
Yeah, I have.
Take a hike, buddy.
Yeah,
I've only heard
the buddy
like,
on the buddy on the like end of joke. It is a really big one. All right, so that's five.
That's what the whites used to do.
Is take a hike. Four.
I don't know white people the way I thought I did.
Four. Hey, hold your horses, pal.
That's a good one.
Is that
now,
a good one?
Now hold your horses.
Hold your horses.
Strong, strong contender.
Hold on now, buddy. Hold your horses there, pal. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses is definitely one.
Hey, where's the fire?
That's a good
hold
one.
Your horses. All right, number three. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Pete's sake.
That's it. That's in, right?
That's
Pete's sake.
That's also a good one.
Is that a good one? Older, again, if you're just joining us.
Oh, my goodness, for Pete's sake.
Dan Le Batard Show did the top five older white guy sayings, and I just want to run this by you if you think this list is this Sally said, become? My silly ass husband has said it multiple times, is what Sally
Take a
said.
Hike?
Take a hike.
That's in real, so, take a hike is crazy.
Listen, five here, is, pal, you can just five, take a hike.
All five right. is take a hike. Really, these are all confrontation. Hold your horses, for Pete's sake. I don't like the top two because I feel like for Pete's sake beats these.
Yeah, for Pete's sake, it's got to be higher.
That's strong.
Number two, it's not my first rodeo. Is that a strong white guy saying?
It's I don't, a common
that
one.
Is, you said in the wild. I've not heard that one in the wild.
Oh,
wild.
You know, I've heard plenty of that one.
I've heard that one a lot. It's not. It doesn't make me giggle as hard as the other one so far, but that one is common.
Yeah.
Is it?
But I feel like that one is also kind of Southern because I've heard plenty of black folks say that too. It's not my first rodeo.
It's not my first rodeo. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't limit that to us pagans.
I don't think that's better than take a hike.
Especially if we're making it specific to white folks.
Yeah.
No, absolutely
I
not.
Agree.
Because I ain't heard no brother say take a hike.
And number one. Oh, yeah? You and what army?
Feels like more number so a one. Little kid one.
Yeah, oh, number Oh, yeah? You and what army?
You and what army, man?
It's one that the older white guy has been saying his whole life. He started saying it as a little kid, and he's... continue to say it as an old man.
It's like Clint when I tell him, you know, how we all know I'm going to beat his ass on the golf course.
Oh, yeah? King Dingling? You and what army? Yeah, you and what army? Yeah, but tell me if I'm wrong.
Here's a good test.
That feels like that's not number one.
Here's a good test.
That doesn't feel like someone just checked in with cut the malarkey. That's one to me, like you're saying, take a hike. That's stereotypical.
May have ended with the boomers.
Here's a good test. Which one? Because I feel like Clint can float into a bunch of different types of crowds. Which from this list is Clint most likely to say?
Hold your horses. Easy.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah, hold your horses or rodeo.
Yeah.
I was disappointed that that dog will hunt.
I was going to say, what are some others you think that dog will hunt?
I was going to go Gee Whiz.
Again, I don't think that's a real one.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think that's like cut the malarkey.
I've heard it.
That's like the nerd character on a TV show. They write that in. But yeah. You've heard it. Gee whiz.
It, like Ocho, what in tarnation? That's another one that I think is...
Yeah,
is,
no one I says that. They're joking. Yeah. They're kidding when they say
what
that.
What was tarnation?
What in
yeah,
tarnation?
That is it. Someone said, by gosh...
My mom says heavens to Betsy a lot.
Does she really in real life?
Uh-huh. Heavens to Betsy.
All right, we got to go to the break. 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch. What should have been on the top five list?
By the way, not calling you old mom.
Older white guy saying.
Not calling you old mom.
And obviously non-slurs.
Yeah, yes, please. Take a hike
Good
five.
God, B. Scott.
Hold your horses four.
I mean,
for Pete's sake,
if
three.
We allowed for them, they
it's
would
not
creep
my
in.
First rodeo two. Oh, yeah? You
and what army, buddy?
You and what army? I do feel like buddy could be tagged on the end of a lot of these. Take a hike, buddy. Yeah.
I feel like if you say you and what army, you have earned your ass kicking.
What did you say? That dog will hunt? That's one that Tyler...
That was a golf coach favorite of mine.
Oh, yeah. That dog will hunt. All right. We'll figure that out. Coming up, maybe I underestimated... Oh, Cooper Flagg last night. We'll discuss coming up next.
That's what the whites used to do.